I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. So, as we are starting to wind down this fantasy hockey season, I thought today we're going to look at the biggest fantasy disappointments in the 2021 season. It's not really fun, but it's worth looking back to see kind of where expectations were before the season started and where we are now with some of these players. And there's some pretty dramatic shifts, I would say. In any case, I am going to avoid piling the blame on injured players while we do this. You know, Jack Eichel and Elias Pettersson and Evgeni Malkin and Teuvo Teravainen, injuries have been a bigger part of their issue, and really injuries are in general a fairly random thing. Maybe Malkin is somebody that you expect to get hurt on a pretty yearly basis, but for the most part, we're not going to hammer players just because they were hurt. But we'll dig into these biggest fantasy disappointments, dig deep on the waiver wire, and a few injury updates before we go. And so, you know what, we're going to deal with disappointing goaltenders first. And not just because I hate goaltenders, but maybe because the difference between goaltenders, where they were ranked in the preseason, and then where they are as disappointing goaltenders. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of spots difference. I guess our most disappointing goaltender performance for fantasy falls to Carter Hart, the Philadelphia Flyers. Coming into the season, Hart was probably a top five goaltender, you know, a young goaltender heading into his third season. Had a save percentage of like 915 in his first 2 years. So coming into this third season, at the very least, you would expect an above average goaltender who could handle a starter's workload for a competitive Flyers team. But that is not what happened. And Hart just kind of fell off a cliff this year. And yet he's ended up with an .877 save percentage in 27 games. And now he's still young and there's lots of time to turn it around. But yeah, our expectations for Carter Hart going into next season are going to be much more cautious because I think, you know, because he had had relative success in his first two seasons, he wasn't a superstar, but was quite good. Hart, you know, kind of looked like he was on his way to stardom. And obviously this season was a real bump in the road, and we'll see what he can do to get back on track for next season. So our number two disappointing goaltender is Carey Price. And, you know, some of this is based on expectations. You know, when you're Carey Price and, you know, you're making $10 million and, you know, polls go out to National Hockey League players and they name you as the best goaltender in the league still, expectations are justifiably pretty high. But Carey Price so far this season, a .901 save percentage in 25 games. And he's injured right now. We're not punishing him for the injured part. We're punishing him for the .901 save percentage part. And this isn't unprecedented. Price, a couple seasons ago, had a .900 save percentage. And a while back, and he had a .905 save percentage. And those seasons really stand out. And the trouble here for Price is that as you start to get older, if those seasons start to get closer together, you know, suddenly you are no longer to be considered among the elite. And I think that's kind of where we are with Carey Price, is that until he shows it in a full season that he is still a top flight goaltender, he probably shouldn't be considered in that category anymore. Toronto Maple Leafs goaltender Frederik Andersen, now another guy who's missed time with injuries, but things weren't going well before he was sidelined. Andersen had an .897 save percentage. Now he had some fantasy value because the Maple Leafs were still managing to win games, but they were managing to win in spite of their goaltending, not because of their goaltending. And now Andersen had, you know, struggled in the bubble last year, and so there were some question marks kind of coming into this season, but you know, he was still going relatively early in fantasy drafts. So there's definitely been, I guess, a bit of a sea change when it comes to guys like Price and Andersen, I would think, going into next season. Vancouver's Braden Holtby was thought to be coming in to compete with Thatcher Demko for the Vancouver Canucks starting job. And not only did he lost that competition, but then Holtby really didn't play that well in his own right. And know, he had an .897 save percentage last season in Washington, and it's one thing to think, well, okay, it was an off season, he can bounce back from that. Well, for the most part, he hasn't. Now, Holtby has played a little bit better recently, lifting his save percentage to .901 in 17 games, but for the most part, he's kind of been on the same path that he was last season in Washington, and really, that's not good enough. And now Braden Holtby's not the only guy who had a disappointing season, but there was, I think, still some legitimate hope that he might be able to bounce back and perform at the level that he had been for most of his career in Washington. Jonas Korpisalo, you know, we talked about Frederik Andersen struggling in the bubble last year. Well, Korpisalo was a superstar in the bubble last year, and I think it created unreasonable expectations because, you know, for much of his career, Korpisalo has been a backup goaltender and not even necessarily a good one. In terms of save percentage at the very least. And this year, when kind of forced to play a little bit more than maybe he, you know, should have been expected to, Korpisalo has delivered an .894 save percentage in 33 games. And, you know, Elvis Merzlikens might be able to compete and take some of that playing time, but Merzlikens missed some time with injuries. And so Korpisalo was really sort of handed the number one job in Columbus, and in large part because of how well he played in the bubble last year. And so I think maybe he has just sort of regressed back to a more standard season. And unfortunately, the standard season for Jonas Korpisalo is not really what the Columbus Blue Jackets or fantasy managers would need. New Jersey Devils goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood. Now, Blackwood's an interesting case because he started the season pretty well, and when he put up good numbers early, you could kind of be encouraged and hopeful that he would be the real backbone for the Devils. The trouble was, once the Devils ran into COVID and it sidelined their whole team, and Blackwood apparently got a pretty bad case of it, when he came back, he probably wasn't ready yet because his performance just went, you know, down the drain. And you know, there have been some ups and downs kind of since. But overall, he's sitting on an .899 save percentage in 31 games. And, you know, coming into the season, when Corey Crawford kind of retired just before the season started, all of a sudden Blackwood had legitimate fantasy value because he wasn't going to be sharing time in the Devils' net. He was going to be the clear number one guy. And if he played well, you know, maybe the numbers would be okay. And unfortunately, that has not been the case. That, you know, the Devils haven't been great in front of him, and Blackwood hasn't performed, at least not consistently enough. And one more goaltender here is Ottawa Senators Matt Murray. And now Murray is coming off a tough season with the Penguins last year. And there was some risk here with Ottawa making the acquisition to get Murray. Some risk in the acquisition, massive risk in the 4-year, $25 million contract they handed to him. And so then what happens is the Senators are pretty much committed to Matt Murray being their starting goaltender, and he just hasn't played very well. He has an .893 save percentage, and that's climbed from where it was for much of the season. And so I think if you're Ottawa, I mean, given all the money you've committed to Matt Murray, you have to hope that he can rebound. But, you know, you were hoping that he would rebound this year too. And so after an .897 save percentage in 2020 and .893 save percentage in 2021, you know, Matt Murray is going to have a lot to prove next season. And really, any of the guys that I've listed here are going to have a lot to prove next season because they've had really disappointing seasons for fantasy managers. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today, rings that are sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring. Ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece, they're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now, through Mother's Day only, on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high-quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and it's fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. All right, we've covered off the disappointing goaltenders from this fantasy hockey season. Let's take a look at some of the skaters. We'll take a look at guys who are at least 120 spots below their preseason rank, because figure at that point we're at least 10 rounds in dropped value from where they were projected on say Yahoo preseason ranks to where they are. And I mean, some of these guys are going to be much more than that, but we kind of set 120 spots as the baseline. And first up, as our most disappointing skater of the season, would be Patrick Laine for Columbus. And you know, he has 12 goals, 9 assists, 79 shots on goal in 42 games. He's also minus 25. And look, I don't think anybody could have predicted what was going to happen with Laine coming into the season. Yes, he wanted out of Winnipeg, fine. And maybe you would think that Columbus would be a team that would be interested. But I guess maybe you would have predicted it if you thought that Columbus would be the team to trade for him, because Laine's reputation combined with John Tortorella's reputation does not lead to peace, love, and happiness. At least it hasn't this year. And so, you know, Laine has just, I mean, the fact that he hasn't been scoring a ton of goals, that's one thing. But he's not getting shots, he's not getting chances, and like that's death. And so, yeah. I have to expect that John Tortorella is not back in Columbus next year, but it's going to be one of the tasks of the new coach in Columbus is going to be trying to figure out how to get their forwards back on track. And Patrick Laine is kind of first and foremost on that list. Next up, we got Matt Duchene from Nashville. And I know Matt Duchene's missed a bunch of time with injuries, but please, he was not going well before he got hurt. On the season, Duchene has 4 goals, 7 assists, and minus 12 in 29 games, and that includes like he has like 4 points in 4 games recently. So Duchene was just, and it's not as though he played completely terribly early. Some of it he was just snake bitten, but you cannot be a high scoring forward in the National Hockey League and have justifications for why you're okay with 11 points in 29 games. That's a mess. And the fact that Nashville has somehow managed to overcome it and still get into the playoffs, even though, one of their top centers is, delivered nothing for them. That's a real testament to the rest of the team. And if you manage to commit to Matt Duchene in any kind of significant role for fantasy, I don't think there was an easy way to overcome that, because that was a tough season. Same goes for Taylor Hall. And Hall, his numbers are getting better by the day, because he's done much better with the Bruins. For the season, he has 7 goals, 20 assists, minus 12 in 47 games. Now, obviously, a lot of that came with Buffalo. With Boston, he has 5 goals, 3 assists, is plus 9 in 10 games. Well, all of a sudden, we're getting a star version of Taylor Hall, and it's not a huge surprise. But overall, you might have come into the season with expectations of Hall and Jack Eichel playing together, and although they're going to put up huge numbers, and that has most definitely not been how the season has gone for Taylor Hall. Now, fortunately, he does look like he's rebounding a bit here at the end, and that may help regain some value for him going into next season. But even so, I think unless he has a huge run through the playoffs too, the expectations for Hall will be much more modest next season. Another disappointment. How about San Jose defenseman Erik Karlsson? I don't know what to think, because coming into the season, there were all these reports of Karlsson. Oh, he's finally healthy, and he really needed that break that they got. And he's only 30 years old, so I don't know necessarily what. I know there have been injuries in his career, but you would think that, all right, if he's 30 years old and really healthy, as this Hall of Fame puck-moving defenseman, that the numbers should be there, and they just aren't. This year he has 6 goals, 13 assists. He's minus 12 in 45 games. And the thing is, like, when Karlsson's on, he still has great straightaway speed. Like, he can get away from guys. But, this is not consistent enough performance. Given the money that the Sharks have tied into Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns and Mark Edward Vlasic, it pretty much limits everything the franchise can do, and so if you might look at Carlson's numbers and say, oh, it could be better if he had a better supporting cast. Well, part of the reason they can't afford a better supporting cast is they're paying $11 million for a defenseman who's not delivering anything for them. Maybe not anything is a little harsh, but overall, if you had been kind of banking on Erik Karlsson to lead your fantasy defense, you'd definitely be disappointed. All right, next on our list of disappointments is Pierre-Luc Dubois. Going the other way in the Patrick Laine trade. And, you know, Dubois played so well in the bubble for Columbus that I think expectations were pretty high for him coming into the year. And, okay, so he wants out and he gets traded to Winnipeg. Well, there's an opportunity. A lot of skilled forwards in Winnipeg. And Dubois he hasn't been able to make it work there either. Now, he hasn't been the complete bust the way Laine has in Columbus, but Dubois has 9 goals, 12 assists, 21 points in 39 games, only 64 shots on goal, and he's a minus 5. And really, the 64 shots on goal is not nearly enough in 39 games. And, you know, Dubois, he's another one who's going to have to try and reestablish his value going into next season. And the opportunity's there. As I said, Winnipeg's got the talent that they can surround him with. But Dubois definitely has to come up with better results because, given the way his career was going, he was kind of heading on an ascent into this season and has definitely fallen off in value right now. Then we've got another player who was traded at the deadline is Kyle Palmieri, now of the New York Islanders. Started the year with the New Jersey Devils and was a guy who has been a really consistent goal scorer for them. Pretty much count on 25 goals from him every year. His percentages just kind of went in the tank this year. And you could look at it in New Jersey and think, okay, well, he moves to the Islanders and they're probably due to get some better results. Well, that hasn't happened either. So overall, Palmieri's played 45 games. He has 9 goals and 10 assists and is minus 5. And maybe this is just a case of the an unlucky season where he's got bad percentages and maybe the move to the Islanders hasn't exactly worked out right away. And that's where you end up with. But, you know, for a guy who you would have felt really safe drafting at the start of the season, Palmieri hasn't given you a whole lot. Buffalo Sabres defenseman Rasmus Dahlin next on our list of disappointments. And now he started to score, you know, more recently, but I think there was a real disconnect with former head coach of the Sabres, Ralf Krueger, that, you know, he was really trying to teach Dahlin defensive responsibility. And look, there's nothing wrong with teaching young defensemen how to be defensively responsible, but when you have a thoroughbred who can really move the puck and get up and down the ice, focusing on the defense ends up taking away the things that they do well. A lot of the time. And so that's what happened with Dahlin. And so what happened early in the year is not only was he still struggling defensively, well, he wasn't contributing enough offensively either. And so I think the one positive that you can take away from this kind of late season surge from Dahlin is that, Don Granato, the head coach, has recognized that you need to turn him loose and let him create plays and be the player that he was when he first came into the league, because his rookie season in Buffalo was terrific. And so his sophomore season was, maybe not as much improvement as you would have liked, but then, this season is really a step off that level. And so the Sabres, when you commit a first overall pick to a player, you need to see a better development path than a great first season, okay second season, and disaster third season. And so Dahlin with 23 points and a minus 37 in 51 games, that might qualify as a disaster season. All right, next one is Dylan Larkin for the Detroit Red Wings. And I'm not sure how much of this falls on Larkin. It may be a lot of the supporting cast just isn't there in Detroit. But in 44 games before suffering a season-ending injury, Larkin had 9 goals, 14 assists, is minus 14. That's just not enough. And as I say, I'm sure some of this blame goes to the supporting cast that they just don't have enough talent around Larkin. But 9 goals and 14 assists in 44 games is not going to do it for where you might have expected your production from Dylan Larkin. All right, next on our list of disappointments is another Columbus forward, and it's Max Domi, acquired from the Montreal Canadiens. And Domi, who was recently a healthy scratch for a couple of games, so not that that makes him very special in John Tortorella country, but Domi in 49 games has just 21 points, 7 goals, 14 assists. He's minus 17, only 86 shots on goal, and Domi is not a big shooter, so the shots on goal total isn't that unusual. But you know, the lack of production is jarring, particularly on a Columbus team that desperately needed a playmaking center. And you know, when Domi got moved into the middle in Montreal a few years ago, and that was sort of out of necessity too. Like, Montreal did not have capable playmaking centers, and so they kind of pushed Domi into that spot. And he had a really productive season. So you could make a guess that Columbus might get hope for the same thing, that they put Domi in the middle of the ice, feed him all the opportunities, because they need a playmaking center who can, you know, help their skilled wingers thrive, and it just hasn't happened. And so, you know, between Max Domi and Patrick Laine, whoever is coaching the Columbus Blue Jackets next year is going to have some work to do to sort them out. Another disappointment, and now bigger name, is Calgary's Johnny Gaudreau. And now, Gaudreau's totals aren't terrible this year, and he's been coming on lately, but he also had a bit of a slump when they initially brought in Daryl Sutter behind the bench. But Gaudreau, in 49 games, has 17 goals, 21 assists, which it's not great, but it's not terrible. He only has 93 shots on goal, and this is where the real decline in his fantasy value has gone, because he was pushing 3 shots per game in the previous couple of seasons. Well, this year he has 1.9 shots per game, and so that's a pretty big drop. And when you kind of couple that with, you know, okay, mediocre offensive production, you end up with Johnny Gaudreau not being nearly as valuable as he was coming into the year. And San Jose Sharks center, Logan Couture, another one. In 49 games, Couture has 16 goals, 14 assists, and minus 6, 109 shots on goal. And none of this is terrible, but it's easily replaceable, too, in terms of fantasy production. And so Logan Couture, and in some ways he might get the same kind of disclaimer as Dylan Larkin, is that the San Jose Sharks don't have a great supporting cast around Couture. And if Erik Karlsson and Brent Burns are not having great seasons driving play from the blue line either, well, things can go kind of south in a hurry. And at the very least, I think Couture's, you know, scoring pace there is not nearly what you need it to be. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They have a bunch of great flavors. My favorites are the peanut butter brownie and salted caramel. They did a bracket contest called Built Bar Madness, and the winner of that as the favorite flavor of Built Bar was coconut brownie chunk. And that's available for a limited time. So if you're interested in coconut brownie chunk, I'd hustle over to builtbar.com to put in your order. But the Built Bars, I mean, they have a bunch of great flavors, and they are healthy. They are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber, and covered in 100% chocolate. So still tastes like a good snack. You know, from my perspective, I use them when I started working out at an outdoor boot camp. I kind of leaned into the effort, and it gave my muscles the protein boost that I needed. And so go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCK15, you'll get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. BetOnline has the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is now in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. This week has tons of sports action on the go. The NFL draft is on right now. Kentucky Derby is back as the first leg of the Triple Crown begins this weekend. And get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, National Hockey League, and all your UFC MMA action. Before the next puck drop, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, let's continue. A few more of the all-disappointment performers in fantasy hockey this year. And we'll go with St. Louis Blues winger Jaden Schwartz. And now Schwartz, he missed some time with injury. But overall, 6 goals, 11 assists, only 62 shots on goal in 33 games. And Schwartz is a player who's kind of, he's fluctuated up and down sometimes. A couple years ago when the Blues won the Stanley Cup, his regular season was not anything to write home about. And then he went out in the playoffs and was a scoring force for them. And so I don't worry, I guess, in terms of overall value on Jaden Schwartz, that he kind of had a lackluster regular season this season, because I would basically expect that either in the playoffs or by next season, he'll be back on track. But we have seen this at times in his career where he kind of fluctuates up and down a little bit. Another player who has fluctuated down this year is Flyers winger Travis Konechny. And some of this is that expectations were going pretty high for Konechny, a young forward who had 61 points in 66 games last season. But this year, 10 goals, 20 assists, he's minus 5 in 44 games. He also only has 85 shots on goal. And now Konechny has not reached the stage of his career where he's a big volume shooter anyway, but sliding under 2 shots per game, that's kind of an indication that it's going to be tough for the point totals to keep up. And that's kind of where the Flyers are with Konechny. I mean, he's not the only Flyers forward who ended up with a bit of a disappointing season. But at one point early in the season, when a bunch of Flyers forwards were kind of reaping the rewards of high percentages and maybe had inflated point totals, Konechny wasn't even getting kind of that bump either. And then he missed a little time with injuries and came back, and it's sort of been an inconsistent mediocre season, which it didn't look like that was in the cards for him after last season. It looked like he was kind of on his way, maybe to being a star forward. And maybe he still will be, but there's a bump in the road on that path. Edmonton Oilers winger Kyler Yamamoto. And now part of the reason expectations were so high for Yamamoto is that it was thought, well, he's going to play on Leon Draisaitl's wing. And if you're playing on the wing of the guy who led the league in scoring last year, well, that's a pretty good spot to be. And here's the risk of spending an early pick on a player who whose value is so heavily tied to another, because all it takes is one coaching decision to change your line, and suddenly that appeal goes away. And so overall this year, Yamamoto has 8 goals and 12 assists in 46 games. He is plus 7, but he's managed just 63 shots on goal. And so overall for fantasy, Kyler Yamamoto basically was a bust. You can cut him loose from your fantasy squad at some point in the middle of this season, and you would have been fine. A couple more to go. We've got Dallas Stars defenseman Miro Heiskanen. And some of this is based on the high expectations for him because he was so great in the bubble last season in Dallas's run to the Stanley Cup final. And part of that was that Dallas had to lean on Heiskanen to quarterback their power play. And he produced. He was a big point-scoring defenseman, and it looked like, if you're going to be an all-around defenseman like Heiskanen was in the playoffs last year, which means, not just playing defense, but contributing offensively as well. Well, Heiskanen looked like he might be a candidate for the Norris Trophy this year. But that offensive production just hasn't been there this year. Now, John Klingberg is back and quarterbacking the Dallas power play, but Heiskanen is left with 24 points and minus 4 rating in 49 games. He's basically been okay, and that's not what expectations were from Miro Heiskanen. He was supposed to be a little bit better than okay, and so leaves him as one of the more disappointing defensemen in fantasy this year. And Zach Werenski for Columbus. Now, Werenski is an interesting case. He's out for the season with an injury. And really, this is a small sample disappointment from Zach Werenski, because he got off to a terrible start, but then was on a pretty good run shortly before he was injured. He had like 13 points in 16 games or something like that just prior to getting injured. And so he was kind of on track. If this had been a full season, that he probably would have recovered from that slow start. But in a very shortened season, a 15 or 20 game slump right off the start can really put you behind the eight ball. And I think that's where Zach Werenski ended up this year. And then we got a couple more forwards to finish out our all disappointing fantasy hockey team in 2021. And we're going to go with Rangers rookie Alexi Lafreniere. And now this isn't all on him, but there's a certain amount of hype that comes with being the first overall pick, and a first overall pick going to a Rangers team that has some skill around that you would think that he would have a sufficient supporting cast and be able to score right away. And that just wasn't the case. Lafreniere had a really hard time creating offense early in this season. It started to get a little bit better recently, but still, he's played 51 games. He has 10 goals and 8 assists, is minus 5, and has just 63 shots on goal. This doesn't, damn Lafreniere for eternity because he got off to a slow start to his rookie season as a teenager, surely people will be a little more cautious drafting him next year as opposed to this season. And then last member of our all-disappointing team is Anthony Cirelli of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And not that, expectations were super high for Cirelli coming into the season, but you could look at the way the Lightning lines were shaking out, and he was going to be a second-line center on that team with Stamkos playing on the wing with Braden Point. And so opportunity there for Cirelli to come in and produce, and he did early in the season, but he has really hit a dry patch here late in the season. I think he's one assist in his last 16 games. Overall, has 22 points in 44 games, 68 shots on goal, and now none of that is disastrous, but it certainly doesn't live up to the expectations you might have had for Cirelli coming into this season, and certainly not where you would have thought he was, say, after the first few weeks of the season when it looked like he was going to be this productive offensive contributor in addition to being one of the top checking centers in the game. So now, every episode, I recommend one player that is rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe a player to put on your radar for the future, but since we're this late in the season, it's probably just, either you make the decision to grab him off the waiver wire or not. And today, we're going to go with Daniel Sprong of the Washington Capitals. He's rostered in just 1% of Yahoo leagues, so he's out there. But as long as Alex Ovechkin is out, Daniel Sprong may have some value. He's been inserted into the lineup in Ovechkin's spot and has 4 goals in the past 3 games. And, for all the flaws that might be in Daniel Sprong's game, he can shoot the puck. And the Capitals are allowing him to at least do that. So if you kind of need a late-season long-shot goal scorer, maybe consider Daniel Sprong. Now, before we go, let's roll through a few injury updates around the league. And we'll start St. Louis Blues winger Vladimir Tarasenko, currently out with a lower body injury. Tarasenko he's had a bit of a disappointing season, but some of that I attribute to he probably came back a little soon from his shoulder surgery, and the results have not been great already, really it's important here for the Blues try and get him healthy as possible before the playoffs. Columbus wingers Oliver Bjorkstrand and Patrick Laine are both day-to-day with undisclosed injuries. The Blue Jackets seem to be limping into the finish this season, and so if they're missing Bjorkstrand and Laine right down the stretch, that'll kind of solidify their place, I'm sure. Rangers are missing a few. Left winger Chris Kreider day-to-day with a lower body injury. Defenseman Ryan Lindgren out with an upper body injury. And center Brett Howden out for the rest of the season with a foot injury. Pittsburgh, right winger Evan Rodriguez day-to-day with lower body injury. Kings center Blake Lizotte day-to-day with an upper body injury. Bruins, right winger Chris Wagner out with an undisclosed injury. Edmonton defenseman Chris Russell day-to-day with lower body injury. And San Jose Sharks left winger Joachim Blickfeld is day-to-day with an upper body injury as well. And that will do it for this week. Enjoy the games. Check out my work on The Athletic and at McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball. Just did streaming options and 2-star pitchers for next week. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts.